Welcome to Luma Digest. I'm Noura. So, something shifted this week. It's not in the breakthroughs, it's in the pragmatism. The conversations have moved from what's possible to what actually works. And more importantly, what's profitable. Let me show you what I mean. Okay, so Skilled AI just acquired Fetch Robotics from Zebra. Now, if you don't follow warehouse automation, this might not sound like much, but here's what's actually happening. Skilled isn't buying Fetch to run their existing robots. They're buying them to prove a point. The point: stop building task-specific machines. Stop having one robot that picks, another that places, another that coordinates. That's the old model. What Skilled is building is a unified intelligence layer, one AI brain that controls whatever hardware makes sense for the job. Think about that for a second. You're not buying picking robots anymore. You're buying intelligence that happens to use picking hardware. That's the software-first approach, and it's the one that finally makes the math work for customers. Because here's the thing, nobody wants robots. They want boxes moved efficiently, and if one AI can orchestrate an entire warehouse floor instead of you managing a fleet of specialists, that changes the economics completely. The takeaway? We're watching warehouse automation stop being a hardware problem and start being an intelligence problem, and that's exactly why the next story matters. Antioch just raised £8.5 million to move robot testing entirely into simulation. Right, so here's the bottleneck that's kept robotics deployment expensive and slow. Every time you want to test a new algorithm, every time you need to validate behavior, you have to stage a physical warehouse. You need space, you need equipment, you need weeks. Antioch eliminates that. Their platform lets engineers swap SLAM algorithms and run 1,000 test scenarios in an afternoon. Not weeks, an afternoon. Now, this isn't just faster. It's democratizing. When simulation infrastructure that used to cost hundreds of millions is available as cloud tooling, smaller teams can actually compete. You don't need Boston Dynamics money to validate your ideas anymore. Full disclosure, I've been thinking about this all morning, because what happens when the cost of experimentation drops to basically zero? You get more experiments, and more experiments mean faster progress. The big picture? The barriers to building in robotics just dropped, again. Right, let me lighten things up a bit. Boston Dynamics Atlas is sold out through 2026. Yeah, serial production humanoid robots, and they've already committed every unit they can build for the next 2 years. Hyundai's investment proved that commercial viability wasn't a technical problem, it was an actuator problem. And now that they've solved supply, the demand was just sitting there waiting. The new Atlas has 56 joints, it's built for industrial manufacturing partnerships, and the hardware cost has come down enough that the business case actually closes for customers. Here's what I keep coming back to. We spent a decade watching humanoid robots do backflips in labs, and now, quietly, they're shipping to factory floors. That shift from technically impressive to commercially deployed is everything. Something to think about on the commute home. Completely different corner of the tech world now, but stay with me. There's a piece on dev.to this week that distilled something really important. It's called AI Agents in the Valhalla Arena, and it's about survival economics. The premise? AI agents that survive competitive markets are the ones doing honest work. Not gaming metrics, not exploiting asymmetries, just genuine utility. A language model that actually improves research efficiency. A trading algorithm that compounds through disciplined methodology. No amount of clever prompting beats real value. And markets, at scale, expose dishonest systems fast. The margin goes to efficiency and utility, not tricks. Now, this feels obvious when you say it out loud. But it's worth saying because the temptation is always there, the shortcut, the hack. And what this piece argues, really convincingly, is that those strategies get found out every time. The takeaway? Build things that do honest work, because that's what survives. Worth having a conversation about with your team this week. Okay, I need to talk about Claude.md files. There's a brilliant quick start guide on dev.to, 10 rules every new project needs. And this is the good stuff, not theory. Not vague principles, just practical instructions for writing effective context files for AI-assisted development, stack declaration, naming conventions, testing workflows, dependency management, all the specifics that make or break whether an AI coding assistant actually helps or just generates plausible-looking nonsense. Here's why this matters. We're at this weird moment where everyone's using AI to write code, but most people are still figuring out how to guide it properly. A good Claude.md file is the difference between fix this bug spinning for 10 minutes and the AI immediately understanding your architecture and suggesting the right fix. And the thing is, this isn't just about coding faster, it's about building better. When you force yourself to document decisions clearly enough for an AI to understand, you're also documenting them clearly enough for your future self and your team. and anyone who inherits the project. Bottom line, if you're building with AI assistance, and honestly, who isn't at this point, this guide is worth bookmarking. One more thing before I let you go. There's a piece called Your Chunks Failed Your RAG in Production, and it's about why RAG systems fail despite having good models. The problem isn't the LLM, it's upstream. It's how you segmented the documents in the first place. Poor chunking decisions break retrieval, no matter how capable your model is. Think of it like this. You can have the best search algorithm in the world, but if you indexed a book by splitting it every 50 words regardless of context, you're going to retrieve garbage. The model never even gets a chance to help. What this really means is that the hard work in RAG isn't picking the right model. It's understanding your documents well enough to chunk them intelligently, and that's less sexy. But it's what actually makes production systems work. The thing to remember, your retrieval quality is capped by your chunking quality. Full stop. So, stepping back from all of that, here's what I keep coming back to. We're watching the cost barriers drop across multiple domains at once. Robotics testing, AI development, infrastructure access. And when costs drop, the question stops being, can we afford to try this? And starts being, what should we build? That's a different game entirely. I'd love to know what you think. Are we ready for what comes next? That's it for now. Thanks for listening. Links in the show notes.